This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, here's what Trump's doing, Lee. Executive orders slashing funds for PBS.
Yeah, and NPR.
And NPR.
Yep.
Right, okay. Now, in 5-4-3-2-1, a liberal judicial dictator will be along to tell him he can't do that.
Of course.
He says he can. Okay. This is setting up a test for Congress. Because over at OMB, Budget Director Russell Voigt is preparing what's called a rescission. So this should be easy. This is a simple test for Republicans, okay? When the judge stops this, and this will be stopped by the end of the weekend, when the judge stops this, he's going to send the rescission to Congress. It only requires 51% of the vote in the House or 51 votes in the Senate to strip the funding. Okay, so we should have the votes to do this. Every Republican should be able to vote to defund NPR and PBS. This should be an easy vote for us. No problems. That's what he's setting up. He's setting up to send this over as a rescission. And they have a $9 billion rescission planned. It's also got some of the Doge cuts in it. And Russ Voigt's saying, hey, there's going to be multiple ones after this, but we're going to see how this one goes. So this is an opportunity for Republicans to actually live up to their campaign promises and cut some stuff.
Somehow,
very interesting.
Somehow confidence is not high.
No. And this is what's going to ultimately expose them, I think. For what they are. I mean, when you look at Lindsey Graham, I mean, you're going to cut $4 billion over a decade. Look, Doge has worked so hard. Elon Musk has, you know, lost 25% of his net worth doing all of this. You can't find anything to cut. No, would they look at that money like, oh, we'll spend it somewhere else? It's crazy. Meanwhile, Lee, this week has been an orgy of glorification of left-wing violence. Starting with Luigi Mangione. Did you see Luigi the Musical? Where it's lighthearted fun. I can't imagine it's much fun for the children or the wife of the CEO.
Of the slain CEO, yeah.
No. So you got that going on. We've got not one but two judges letting Tesla, one of them is a Tesla bomber, the other one defaced six Teslas, walk. Because of their liberal privilege. So you've got that going on, especially the one judge who let the Tesla bomber, the one he used the two Molotov cocktails go, so he could take his ADHD medication and his cross-gender hormones so he can continue his transition. They were afraid that Trump would not allow him to have those hormones in federal prison as he awaits trial. So she let him go. He's still going to be tried, but hopefully not in her courtroom because she's obviously going to be weighing on the scale. So all of that is going on. Meanwhile, another judge says Trump can't use a liberal judicial dictator, the Alien Enemies Act, to deport our alien enemy friends.
Yep.
So that'll be appealed, obviously. But this week, Trump, I think a big thing kind of foreshadowing where we're going, and the left will lose it over this. He hinted that he may take up DC Drano's idea. It's a very popular ex account. Of suspending habeas corpus. Good. I mean, the idea, you know, the left's going to go wild. Oh, he's a dictator. Well, no, these aren't U.S. citizens. It would only be for illegals. And you can do it in the Constitution in times of invasion. Yeah, this is an invasion. Rebellion. That's rebellion. He's told them point blank, and I think this is why he did it, to leave.
Well, wouldn't you think sanctuary cities would be a form of rebellion?
Yes, that too. I mean, when we reverse the app Biden illegally used to bring them here and give them, hey, look, we'll even pay for your plane ticket out, but you've got to register to leave, and you don't, that's a rebellion. And that's, I really think they're going to use that legally. I think it's part of the reason they did it. Look, they're rebelling. We told them to leave. They're not legally here. So going to be interesting to see. I got to tell you what, the idea of the Supreme Court deciding these cases is terrifying. I do not trust. I think Amy Coney Barrett has all but become a liberal, especially on open borders issues. And John Roberts goes 50-50. I'm afraid we will create precedent that will make it harder for us to deport people. And the way to fix this really should be Congress passes a bill.
Yeah.
But that's not going to happen. I mean, Mike Johnson, again, it's more than a month ago now, said our speaker, no, I'm going to pass a bill. I'm going to rein in these judicial dictators. Nothing. And they've got one floating around in committee, but it's not going anywhere. They're not serious. Meanwhile, we've got this video out online. And Democrats have not been able to figure out what Kilmar Abrego Garcia was actually up to when they pulled the car with him and the illegals that he was trafficking.
Oh, yeah, that is over. So hard to figure out, yeah.
Yeah, well, in the video, the cops figured it out in about 10 minutes that he was human trafficking. One of the keys being the car he was driving, belonging to a convicted and deported human trafficker who he described as his boss.
Yeah.
So that's always a tell right there.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
pretty,
I mean, it's for
pretty
me,
good indication, yeah.
Yeah, of what the situation actually is. So that's going on. Meanwhile, Jesse Waters asking Doge, will Doge last? We really need Doge to hang around because the Democrats are, you know, dancing on Elon Musk's grave, really. They're saying, look, Doge is going to be around. Musk is going to work, as you said, in the news 2 days a week. Here's their answer.
It's a long-term enterprise.
It's a long-term enterprise because if we take our eye off the ball, the waste and fraud will come roaring back.
They can Doge when Democrats get back in power.
We're trying to have it be such that the funding is removed, so the grants are gone. So there's a lot of work required to restart the waste and fraud.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good start.
Yeah, and look, here's the thing nobody's taking into account. I really have hope because of this. Again, we don't have totals beyond the first day, but in the first day they stopped $340 million worth of fraud with that new system, right? If what they're saying is true about half a trillion dollars every year still being paid out on programs that have expired, but nobody turned off the transfers of the money, it's going somewhere. I mean, that's a quarter of the deficit. So can you say you saved it yet? No, it's not realized. But what I'm hoping is that we see money begin to stack up. Congress has allocated it, but it's not going anywhere because it was for fraud. Like, I'm hoping we realize that we have this money and then we use it for cuts or for tax cuts or something like that. Meanwhile, the video is out. This is what I started the segment with. Kind of wandering all over the place. But the video is out. The Tennessee Highway Patrol pulling over Maryland man Kilmar Abrego Garcia. And within 10 minutes, the officer figures out he's hauling these people for money. Mm-hmm. He's human trafficking. And a state trooper can be heard saying on the video, this is a good stop.
Yeah.
Well, they thought it was till they called the FBI. And then the FBI commanded them to release the human trafficker, who, again, I can't believe this, was listed as a gang member on Interpol, internationally wanted. And they're like, no, we don't want him. We don't have room. We got too many grandmas in the clink. January 6th, she took a selfie, you know. This is Friday, and that makes it call-in day. Our first caller is Daniel from Clemson. Hey, Daniel, how you doing?
How you doing, Tara? This is the first-time caller. I want to first off say to your listeners, Christ is King. And, you know, we have allowed these Democrats to run rampant through our country. And if I may have your listeners' ear for a minute, I'm just a simple man from South Carolina. I serve this country. I love this country. And we're letting these people run rampant. We're letting a government cheeseburger up there in Illinois fall for violence. And we're letting a congresswoman from Houston, Jasmine Crockett, make racial remarks. And everybody takes a blind eye. We're letting Democrats steal from us. We're letting Republicans just sit there on their hands and not do anything. And we let them gaslight us and put a divide between us. And what we need to do is stop listening to these people and turn to God and turn to Christ. And we need to tell Washington that we don't work for them. They work for us. And we need to put pride back in this country because, you know, when 9/11 happened, patriotism ran rampant. And it was so, I know it was a tragic event, but it was so great because patriotism ran wild. Everybody loved America. Now everybody hates us. And it's sad. This is the greatest country in the world. This is the only country where you're allowed to talk like you do. And nothing happened. The way to do this is through prayer. Do not respond with violence. Through prayer and voting these guys out. Trust Trump. He's doing a great job. And I know that's like I said, I'm not the greatest with words.
No, that was wonderful.
If anybody is listening today, and you are unsure of what to do, pray to God. Pray to Christ. He loves you. He loves you. He wants you, and he hasn't forgotten you.
And can I give you some words of hope? Because I've been doing this for 17 years now.
Yes,
there was a time when I felt all alone. And what I feel like I'm watching, I think a lot of people did pray. And I feel like I'm watching a slow motion miracle. We're used to this idea that miracles should happen fast and it should be a lightning strike, but I don't feel that way. We're watching a slow motion.
God works the way he wants.
Well, I know. I mean, and again, to give you some idea, I mean, just to put it in perspective, I try to do this a lot. This time, last year, Trump was on trial. He was facing 700 years in prison, across five cases, state and national. There was almost no way out of that box. That was like Houdini in a crate wrapped in chains dropped at the bottom of the ocean. And I can remember this month last year, April. No, it's still beginning May too, actually. It was still going on. Screaming into the vortex on this show because Trump was standing by himself in front of the courthouse, nobody but the Secret Service, day after day, pleading his case, and no one wanted to be seen with him. He was such a pariah. And I said, dear God, the Democrats would not allow this. They would have every governor standing behind whoever.
No,
and he was alone. And I said, help him. Somebody help him. And Vivek Ramaswamy showed up. And then eventually Mike Johnson did to stand there one day. And I was screaming. I was saying, please, if you're on talk radio, yell it into your audience. Help him. Help him. Help him. Someone stand with him. Look where we are now. Can you see the slow motion miracle?
I also want to say one more thing, and I don't mean to take up too much of your time.
Sure.
Social media is a blessing, but also a cancer because it gives these people a platform to base their hate. And a lot of these people are trolls, so don't buy into that. What you see online, get off of social media and go out here and interact with these people. That's where we've lost. We've lost the ability to interact with people in a proper setting. And we're following these morally bankrupt individuals, and that goes for Republicans too, just not Democrats, because the Republicans are equally as morally bankrupt because they just sit there and they've been there for years, and all they do is go back and forth pandering with each other and wasting our money while they just want to argue over whatever they want to argue over. I'm just a simple American. I have no interest really in politics. I just want my country to succeed.
And I absolutely thank you so much. This is a great phone call, and I really appreciate that. I'm going to push back on that a little bit because we lost all of that time because we ceded the social media space. We allowed them to censor us. We allowed ourselves to lose. Trump did some of this, too. He really did. I think he learned the hard way. So one great way you can contribute, aside from talking the talk as you just did, your friends and your neighbors, And by the way, if you want to talk the talk by calling into this show, you can call right now, 800-905-0989. That's 905-0989. 800-905-0989. We need you to be keyboard warriors. And you, this audience is some of the most informed in the entire country. And so you need to be in there slugging it out. You need to be in there giving comments. If you hit the replies and watch what I do on X, for instance, I am constantly wading into the debate under left-wing posts. I go right for the hardcores because I know people who don't know any better either way are reading. And some of these posts sound really good. They're full of lies. And I'm underneath them all the time, just posting comments, rebutting. I know I'm not going to convince the guy who posted it, but I know people wandering through are going to see my post. And those are some of the things that do the best. I fight all the time. I fight every day. That doesn't even get me any credit on X. Doesn't even get me hits and likes. It doesn't do anything, but I'm always in there. I'm fighting. And you can too. We have to fight them on the turf where the people are. We may not like that that's social media, but we got to be there. We have to be there. And all of our wins have been because we got free speech back on social media. And understand something, they cannot win in a true free speech environment. They can't, and they know it. Think what they have to do, because we saw that this week. And last week too, when Tulsi Gabbard declassified their illegal censorship program. They had files on us. We learned that the last 2 days. We learned that Team Trump had been debanked. Even Barron, they wouldn't let him have a bank account. If you said the wrong thing, if you were the wrong religion, if you had the wrong religious beliefs, they debanked you and they censored you online. That's why we lost. They're people of the lie. Get that book if you want to know what that's about. People of the lie. That's who they are. And you combat the lie with the truth, and you can post it on social media. So while you should spread the word, absolutely, in your sphere of influence, do not walk away from social media. There's plenty of bad people on it. But if the good people aren't on it, the bad people win. And we are winning because of one man and one patriot, and that is Elon Musk. And he let us have our free speech back, and we smashed them with it. Just comment after comment after comment by people who actually know what is going on. And look, let me give you some hope here. I want to throttle the Republicans most days, the ones in Congress. Some good ones. Chip Roy is one of them. But look, I mean, just over Christmas, we had the Republican leadership trying to re-up the censorship campaign, the GEC, the Global Engagement Center, out of the State Department. They were trying to refund it. We found out, we got on X, we screamed bloody murder, and Mike Johnson had to yank it. He was trying to censor us as recently as November. Folks, we are fresh in this fight. And I know a lot of you are frustrated. You've been waiting a long time. But me, I've been waiting 18 years. And I was alone seeing this stuff. We didn't have social media. Now I'm not. I'm not alone at all. There's great voices out there. So understand, again, just to provide perspective, when I show you, when I tell you, when I remind you all the time where we were last year, this time, Trump was alone in front of that courthouse. They were railroading him. They were breaking laws in New York to prosecute him. The judges are the criminals. It was hopeless. Those cases, some of those cases just fell apart in bizarre and almost miraculous ways, like the one down in Georgia. He shouldn't have been able to beat that. He was supposed to be in her courtroom. If she wasn't a criminal herself who got caught by a very enterprising defense attorney who wasn't even one of Trump's, he'd have been in court on election day, probably in prison after that. It was like a miracle fell apart. This month, last year, there was no hope. This week, I should say, last year. By the end of the month, things started to turn around. The 34 felony conviction helped. Folks, we've come so far, so fast. So at that rate, think about it this way. Where will we be in a year from now? At this rate, a victory. Pretty far. So don't let it get you down the day to day. Don't do that. We're winning, but it's very slowly. Boom, score. Jobs report comes in better than expected. U.S. smashes job expectations for April. 177,000 new jobs versus the 138,000 expected. Losing here, Wall Street shiny shoes. The 80% who donated to Democrats, their butt hurt right now. Winning, native born. Remember net job gains under Biden went to foreign born. So that's both people here on visas that are being bought into flood the market of workers so that there's more workers available than there are jobs, are artificially busting down wages. It's a wage theft program is what it is. And then those illegally here who are taking jobs. Well, the bigger number here is not the overall jobs number, but it's who got the jobs. Native born U.S. citizens plus 1.04 million. Foreign born negative 410,000. Oops. That is the reverse of what is going on. Now, that's obviously net. And I had to explain this to people during the Biden administration because people would text me, that can't be right. I got a job. Well, how can you say only foreigners got jobs and Americans lost jobs? It's net. So overall, yes, net. The only people getting jobs were foreigners. Net. That was on purpose. See, they didn't just want to offshore jobs so you couldn't have it. They wanted to make sure that you couldn't have a job here. They hate you. They do. I mean, they do. They hate the ruling class hates you, but the ruling class is getting its butt kicked right now. And it's a joy to watch it. Now, why is this happening? You may not be paying attention to this unless you own a business that uses illegal immigrant labor. But do you remember when Joe Biden came into office and he announced, his administration did anyway, hey, guess what? Guess what? We're not going to do immigration enforcement in the workplace anymore. We're not doing it. Great. Well, then it became a free-for-all, and that's how a lot of this happened. Well, that was just reversed by Donald Trump. And look, when it comes to illegal immigration, the people I want to see marched out in handcuffs are the gangbangers, and I want to see the people who employed the employers. And that's and everybody else will leave on their own when they can't get jobs and we cut the welfare off that's being illegally given to them. Well, guess what's just happened? $8 million fine. We haven't seen anything like this in years. Denver business fined over $8 million for knowingly hiring unauthorized workers, a total of 143 unauthorized workers. Good. Nothing better than watching these people get it stuck to them. You know why? Because employment of illegal immigrants is a tax evasion scheme, and it's a disaster. It forces your competitors to employ them too because they can't compete with you. It is a way of getting out of paying taxes that you otherwise normally would. And it can't be tolerated anymore. All right, Jay in Belton wants to comment on the GDP numbers. Hey, Jay.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
When I hear statistics, I look to see how statistics are computed. And gross domestic product, GDP, they include government spending. Any economist worth their salt understands government does not create wealth, it consumes it. Government spending should not be part of GDP. As of December 2024, GDP comprised of 34.4% of government spending. Real GDP is only two-thirds of what they claim it is. So when you say you can't cut too much government spending or it'll affect GDP negatively, mm-hmm. It won't affect real GDP. It'll only affect reported GDP. And
yes.
Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick.
Well, no, but you'll feel it, though. It'll be like the Great Depression because the dollars will stop circulating. I mean, it would be a disaster.
That's actually not correct. And I call it the two Steves, Steve Forbes and Steve, other good economists. They talk about that after World War II. During World War II, GDP was over 50% of government spending because they had all these housewives, building planes and stuff. And it dropped to like 14% of GDP and no negative problems in the economy. It actually was the greatest growth in history. So government spending has got to be cut, and it can be cut very quickly. Howard Lutnick talks about this in the All In podcast. You know, he's Secretary of Commerce, and the Department of Statistics is below him, and he wants to change how GDP is is computed. Now, he actually argues that a small percent of government spending, like buying a tank as GDP, I could debate that, but I'll give him that. But he wants to report what he calls real GDP that does not include non-productive government spending, which is 95% of government spending is non-productive. He wants to report real GDP and also report what government spending is. And I think it's great because you'll see a ratio of what government spending is to real GDP. At the moment, government spending is about a third of real GDP.
Okay, hold on. And here we're in total agreement on the second part, okay, because you're absolutely right. We should report it the way that you are saying, because the way we are reporting it now is a lie. But I would also say to you, I think you're wrong on the other part of it. Yes, we would see a replacement for the dollars. If we did the cut right away, the $2 trillion, we would see, yes, we would eventually see capitalism rush in and replace that. That's what Trump is literally trying to do with the trillions of dollars of announcements. But in between, there would be a horrific crash. Here is Dave Bratt. He used to be a member of Congress. Now he is the chair of Liberty University's finance department. He is a professor there, describing what would happen if we cut it all at once. He wants to cut it. So do I. If we cut it all at once.
The bottom line here is really, if you take out the deficit spending, the funny money coming from the government, we're growing at negative 10% GDP. Just bottom line, if you take away $2 trillion, you know, roughly speaking, that's one tenth of your economy. What would happen to your economy if you just chopped off one tenth of it and it, you know, fell into the ocean? Something like this graph.
And he's showing the Great Depression. Now, over time, would it correct? Would it heal? Sure, absolutely. I think it would happen faster than you think. But that would be after a total and complete crash. So we're in agreement. I just think they need to gradually cycle it back. Where I get frantic is when they don't, when they aren't starting. And by the way, that's the same thing that you're hearing Ray Dalio go on TV again and again and again and say.
Right. Correct. But hear me out.
Okay. Real quick.
You're comparing it to GDP, reported GDP. And if you understand that one third of reported GDP isn't real GDP, yes, reported GDP would drop.
But what reported I'm saying GDP, is the actual economic activity has been displaced. That's where the crash comes. But I don't want to turn this into a big economics argument, but Jay, I appreciate your phone call. Well, we'll wrap the show up with the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 800-905-0989. Here we go. Texter writes, we could be extremely bold and simply nationalize the Federal Reserve. Getting rid of the Federal Reserve would solve most problems. I absolutely agree with that. Another texter writes, let the stock market collapse. Enough is enough. We have to make the hard choices no matter what happens to the economy. Well, I think Trump's already doing that. But he doesn't want a stock market collapse. I mean, these people, these poor people who voted for him, who are the mom and pops who just have 401k. I mean, they've got their daughter's babysitting money in the stock market. Everybody's worked hard for it. We don't want to hurt them. We really don't. And Trump doesn't either. So he's trying to be careful in how he's. And here's the thing. When you have the debt that we have, we go back to the Federal Reserve for that, and the inflation and the fake funny money, I mean, it'll collapse the dollar too. We don't want to do that. We are going to have some pain as we make this transition that Trump is talking about. Hopefully not too much pain, but we don't want to deliberately do something that would hurt us. Texter writes, Tara, do you believe that Trump is ordained by God to save America from the satanic Democrat? I don't know. But I can tell you, I know a slow motion miracle when I see one. And if you get down, it's easy to, because there's wins and losses in every day, right? Just think back to where we were this month last year. We were coming off two successive fundraising quarters where Trump's the amount he raised had shrunk 20% in each quarter. The RNC did not have enough money. Well, only had enough money to throw the convention. That was it. They didn't have enough money for the presidential campaign. Republicans in registration were number three. Number two was unaffiliates. And number one were Democrats. We're about to get curb stomped. And everybody was so afraid of being seen with Trump that no one would join him every day for those press conferences outside the courtroom in New York. Look where we are now. Kind of whipsaws you, doesn't it? We are winning. And if we have another year of that level of winning, my gosh, where will we be? Can't fix everything at once. Our entire system has been overtaken by evil. But the greatest gift that we are being given right now is something I call the revelation. It's what I pray for every day. You talk about praying. One of the things I pray for, God, please just expose them. Expose them so that we can make our choice. I think a lot of people are doing it. I think that if you look at things the way I do, because I pray, and I do believe in God, and I do ask him for redemption for this country all the time. I know so many of you do too. I think that's what's happening. He's exposing them so we can choose. We didn't get to choose before. Choices, that choice is a gift because we didn't know. We didn't know. Texture writes, Tira, Tyson chicken will go under. No, it will not. No, it's going to be fine. We, you know what? If you want to see that, look up what's gone on in Florida, where they have truly implemented statewide ID to work. And that was supposed to be the end. The end was not. Everybody was going to starve. It was going to be terrible. Nobody's going to get any lawn work done. It worked out fine. It's going to be fine. We're going to have more mechanization. And we will have more higher skilled manufacturing jobs. And Tyson chicken isn't going anywhere. They'll be fine. Why? Because all their competitors are going to go through it too. And everybody's going to eat. We'll still want to eat chicken. Texter writes, Trump was absolutely chosen by the Almighty. I feel like Elon Musk was too. I think about what Musk did. And this is the real miracle. Okay. You want to talk about some miracles? You want to talk about some good stuff on a Friday? 20 years. Republicans had been dead last in registration after unaffiliated and Democrats. 20 years. There was one brief period after 9/11 where Republicans hopped to the front because Bush was president and we were patriotic and stuff. But other than that, it was very brief. It was a couple of months. Musk comes in. He's like, huh. And instead of writing $200 million worth of checks to the Republican Party, which would have been dumb because they were so bad at managing things, he said, you know what? I'm going to totally redefine. I'm going to reinvent registration. Within less than 6 months of Trump standing on that courthouse steps alone and looking hopeless, which is where he was this week last year, for the first time in 20 years, Republicans were leading in registration. What a genius that man is. He figured out how to do this. The Republican Party was trying to figure out how to do it for 20 years. Couldn't do it. Could not do it. He did it. He's like, yeah, well, I'm going to. And he was spending a lot of time in Pennsylvania, remember the swing states, figuring out the registration, figuring out how to do it. That guy's genius. Absolute genius. And if he'd only, like I said, if he had just donated the money, I don't know if it would have happened. And then the free speech that he provided on X. And I really think that when his son was transitioned by lunatics, he vowed to destroy the woke mind virus. And that's what this was all about. He's kind of gotten destroyed himself a little bit. Again, he's down 25% of his net worth, roughly $113 billion. I hope that doesn't make him bitter. I hope it doesn't get to him. I hope Congress, they'll wear you down. I hope it doesn't get to him. I hope he doesn't give up. I hope he keeps fighting. Texture writes, Trump put in tariffs and stocks dropped, what, 5,000 points? The hard choices will disrupt, but it's all but it'll all be made back with time. Now, the texture writes, hey, Tara, Trump effectively did fire Waltz. After Signalgate, he'll never make it through confirmation to be the ambassador for the UN. Huh. I'd have to think about that. You may be right. You may be right. Texture writes, Tara, please talk about the fair tax. Well, I'm out of money. I'm out of money. That was subconscious. I hope I'm not out of money. I'm out of time. Have a great, great weekend.